Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and ladies and gentlemen, life is good. I'm in Providence, Rhode Island, New England, one of my favorite places. I get to talk to you, small business owners, about things that are important to you, to try to do our best to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You're my heroes. You know that. And I get to be here with some other very important parts of people in my life and in your life as well, and that's bankers. And not only bankers, but the people who serve bankers. It's a big cycle, ladies and gentlemen. It's a wonderful ecosystem, this marketplace that we have and the people who are involved. And for me to be here doing my show, visiting with these people face-to-face, later I'm going to be speaking to them, talking to you about small business and the things that are important to us. Just doesn't get any better than this, and I appreciate the opportunity to do this. And I'm so happy I got to meet Larry Neary, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president of Marketing Resources out of Connecticut. And he's also co-president of the American Bankers Association's Marketing Network of New England. This group, this little sector up here in New England, group of bankers and vendors, members, people who care about these banks, have put this organization together to come together to network and to learn more about each other and about how to help each other and how to help each other get smarter and more effective and professional and successful. It's just a great organization. I saw a lot of love last night at the dinner we had, and I was very pleased about that. Larry's sitting across the table from me, and I want you to meet him. Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. What a great time we had last night.
It was a good time.
Food was good.
Food was good.
Fellowship was good.
Very good.
We got to sit with some lovely ladies at the table.
Always.
For you and me, it was great, wasn't it?
It's always great.
Larry, congratulations on you've told me a little bit about your company, Marketing Resources, out of Connecticut, and you're over in the western part of the state, aren't you?
We are. We're very close to the New York state line, mm-hmm. Which means close to New York City, and that has its advantages. Recently, we just completed 4 TV spots, and we had to have some creative calls, dancers, and we got a lot of Broadway people trying out. We had 46 pairs of dancers for this series, and we only needed 4.
And you, and 45 plus you, is that what you're saying?
there was some discussion about that, but I don't think they were serious.
Well, I'm just, you know, you and leotards, Larry,
it's a scary
thought. Doesn't work for me.
It's a scary thought. But we're a full-service agency, Jim, and basically we do everything from radio, mm-hmm. a favorite, through TV, outdoor, print, whatever, but we also team with our bank clients, of which we have a number.
You kind of specialize in banks, don't you?
We have on and off. Yeah. If you'd asked me that 15 years ago, we've been in business 28 years, so you go wherever you can go in this business, but we still have a number of medical clients, office products clients,
right.
and so on. Banking has always been a favorite of
mine.
They
gotta be. They're so cuddly and lovable.
Well, they are. They're wonderful people,
yeah.
and you generally, from an agency standpoint, wind up being able to do multiple things,
mm-hmm.
so TV, radio, outdoor, and so on.
Well, and today, banks are not your grandfather's bank.
No.
I mean, today banks are they're not stodgy old panel-walled organizations. I mean, these banks, they know that they have to get with it in the 21st century.
Exactly.
And so, and I saw this 15 or more years ago when banks started saying, you know what, we have to develop a sales culture in our organization. You saw that too. And that's when you knew that banks were ready to get prepared to come into the 21st century.
Absolutely.
And they're doing that. And that's a great opportunity for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And it's good for their customers, our small business owners.
Anytime there's competition, it's good for the customers.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, tell us a little bit more about your organization. One of the things you told me last night, I was very, it was very interesting. that, you know, you have a very thriving business, you're doing great, but you have a small group of employees.
Yes. Yeah, I started the firm 28 years ago with the idea that we would network and we would establish a team around our clients' needs.
Strategic alliances.
Strategic alliances. And being where we are in Fairfield County, Connecticut, there is a pool of freelance talent, mm-hmm. if you will, mm-hmm. independent talent that you can essentially
bring. And that's what they want. They don't want to look for a job. They're not looking for a job.
Yep,
they just
exactly.
want you to work with
and,
them.
And they're generally better talent than what, you know, is hired
right.
by the bigger agency.
And you're not an employer. You're a customer.
Absolutely.
And that just automatically creates an atmosphere of quality, doesn't it?
Atmosphere of quality and
accountability.
Accountability. I mean, there was one year we actually worked Christmas Day, but we had to get a job out.
Right.
And so you get that kind of dedication because it's really dedication to themselves. But we operate as a much larger agency as a result. We probably, you said last night, I think, that you feed 20 families.
Well, I said,
I guess I feed probably 20 families, too.
Well, I just said that you know, when people know all the different things that we do, all the different things we create in my organization,
right.
they're surprised when they find out that we only have 4 employees,
yes.
counting
yes.
me,
yeah. Yeah.
under the roof. But as you just said, you know, we either make or contribute to the payroll of about
right.
20 people.
Yeah, and with technology,
with our partners, like you said,
with technology today, Jim, the playing field is very level. We can operate like a very big agency.
That's exactly right.
We do business with designers all over the country, illustrators from. We did one in Portland, Oregon. I'll never even meet him, but we were able to work with him. So just because you're small, if you've got control, then you can turn out the goods.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, that's the thing that you said something just now about doing business in Oregon with somebody you'll never meet. You know, we've done that. We've got people we've been doing business with for years, and we've become best friends almost.
Sure.
I mean, as good as friends as you can be, mm-hmm. but we've never met, and we may never meet.
Right.
I mean, I hope we do one day.
Right.
But I don't think we don't really mind because it's amazing what can be done these days and the kinds of relationships that can be built, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
In a virtual way.
Yeah.
What about banks? Do they want high touch, or are they capable of working virtually?
Well, banks want both because it's so fast track today that they don't have time to spend a lot of time in meetings.
Right.
And so we do an awful lot with email and so on.
Right.
But at those strategic times, the critical times, we do go face to face.
Right. Yeah. I think you always got to touch base with your customers and get face to face with them a little bit. Stand by, quick break, right back with our good friend Larry Neary. He's president of Marketing Resources and also co-president of the ABA's Marketing Network of New England. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Providence, Rhode Island. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend and co-president of the ABA's Marketing Network, the American Bankers Association's Marketing Network of New England, a group of folks who pull this group together to network and to get to know each other a little better. Larry is co-president, as I said, but that's just one of his many volunteer jobs. He's also president and founder of Marketing Resources, a full-service PR firm out of Connecticut, north of western Connecticut, hard by to New York City. Larry, you're not a banker.
No.
But this is a banking organization. And so, you know, you're not just a member of this banking organization. You're one of the leaders of this banking organization. And I got to say, I'm familiar with vendors being part of an industry's trade group, so to speak. But it's not that common, I think, to see those vendors rise to leadership in that group. Now, that speaks either a lot about you or there were no volunteers. Everybody took one step backward and left you standing in front, you and Susan.
I have to say that I'm not the first vendor to be the volunteer president,
right.
Co-president of this organization. There's a There's a whole a long line of success stories there.
And folks that are ready to step in, huh?
And folks that are ready to step in. This organization has more volunteers than most chapters have members.
Right.
And I'm serious about that number. But New England has traditionally been the strongest chapter in the United States and continues to be. And it's because people are willing to give back.
Right.
You don't just become president of the organization. You decide at some point to begin to volunteer. You get on a committee, you become chair of that committee, then you chair another committee, then another committee. We have three committees, and ultimately, I kid, they don't know what else to do with you, so they make you president, which is probably the case with me. But on two levels, I believe that you have a responsibility, first off, to support the industry that feeds you.
Right. Say that again. Now, you're a vendor.
I'm a vendor.
Say that again.
I say that you have a responsibility to support the industry that feeds you.
Including becoming active.
Including becoming
and
active.
And volunteering for
yes.
your customers'
yes.
trade groups.
Absolutely. And if you get business out of it, fine. But that shouldn't be your primary
That's subordinate.
Motivation.
That's subordinate, isn't
it's
it?
It's subordinate because you should be doing it for what I consider the right reason. It is smart business. There's no doubt about it. But you've got a responsibility to, if you do niche marketing as we do, you've got a responsibility to that industry to give back to it, and that's what I try to do.
Well, it's not only the right thing to do. It's not only good business, but it's a pretty good It's a pretty important part of your quality of life, isn't it? Because
Absolutely.
Of the friendships you've made.
These people have become very good friends.
Yeah.
And they're wonderful to work with. And we do, as you saw last night, we are capable of having a good time.
Yeah,
together,
oh yeah.
Besides enjoying the professional side of our life.
Well, you know, the banker parties are legendary, as you know.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that.
Everybody knows what wild and crazy people bankers are.
Yeah, well.
Actually, I left before anybody got up on the tables. So.
I did as well.
What would you say to folks across the country, around the world, who are trying to get involved in, who are trying to grow their business? You know, you started your business 28 years ago. There are people out there who are where you were then. What would you say right now with regard to just in general business advice, but also with regard to working with the customers, with these people?
Well, I would say that you have a vision. You probably love what you do. Immerse yourself in it. And that means getting involved in the trade organizations, giving back, helping. And I realize that an entrepreneur generally is flat out, and they feel they don't have a lot of time to give, but you have to find time to give back, to be involved in, and you'll be amazed at how much it will come back to serve you, that you will learn things that you don't learn sitting there, you know, cranking numbers or doing inventory or whatever else it is that you do. You've got to pick your head up and look around, because you're going to pick up something. We have a conference here now with 140-some people coming to it. Every one of those people is going to pick up some special something, some practical something that they're going to be able to use back in their businesses. And the same is true with small business. Other advice, I could give a list of 100 things to do, but keeping the faith, I think, is also a part of what we as entrepreneurs do. We have almost a blind faith in what we do.
And a pathological optimism, don't we?
Well, we have to. You have to, because you're going to have you're going to get blindsided, and things are going to go bad, and it's not all under your control. So you have to ride with it, appreciate the highs, deal with the lows, and figure that the middle side of it is probably where you're going to be most of your life.
Hopefully,
But
how can you appreciate the mountaintops if you've never been to the valley?
Well, that's
you
it.
Know?
But if you've been in business, you've certainly seen both.
You'll get to see both, especially the valleys.
Lots,
too many of the valleys.
Lots.
Hey, Larry, thanks for being here.
Thanks for
hosting me here this week. I appreciate it very much.
It's a pleasure having you.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to the rest of our day together.
Me too.
Larry Neary, ladies and gentlemen, president of Marketing Resources and also co-president of this fine organization that I have been invited to share some time with. It's 29 After. I'll be right back with Robert Castellano. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from Providence, Rhode Island.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.